This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast. We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Bringing you hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Sorry, I was weird in the intro. I had to burp the whole time.
It's okay.
Us holding a burp that
I
whole
forgive
time.
You.
Thanks.
And you want to know why? It's because I am a mature person.
What'd you do there, Rachel? Did you
Well,
just
I just slipped in.
What are, did you slip it in?
I slipped it in.
What's our search term, folks? Yell it back at us.
Mature!
Okay, so I was going to go for silence, weirdly.
Oh.
Because it's a podcast. Maybe you're in your cars yelling along.
Yeah, they did. Everyone
did. Or your kitchens or wherever you listen to podcasts. No, I liked what you did. I support you in all things.
Thank you. So yeah, it's mature, which if you don't know, it's just porn with older people in it.
Yeah. It's also sort of a hoax in the porn world. It's all smoke and mirrors.
It is. It is. But sometimes you can get some mature people.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, we talked, so we did an episode on MILF already.
Yeah.
And there's crossover here. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time finding for our showdown later.
Yes.
Things that weren't just like, MILF does.
Yeah, MILF does this. Cougar, granny. GILF.
Get into granny land.
Yeah.
I mean, in most cases, and we're talking about older people, it's a very isolated, like, a lot of the mature dynamics in porn are old and young.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like
so rare to find two older people.
And if you do, you kind of have to like plumb the depths of amateur porn, which is it's tricky to sort through and also tricky to
who's got the time?
Validate as ethical. Like, who
but if you do have the time, go to Make Love Not Porn.
Yes.
If you do have the time.
Go to Make Love Not Porn.
But yeah, so it's a lot of old and young. But we're just focusing on just mature as the term.
Yes. Yeah.
So some statistics. The category is watched 83 seconds longer than the average session duration. So it's a category that's longer.
I had this stat as well that the category is viewed the longest. Like is in the category of different search terms that are actually viewed longer than others.
Yeah, that's a better sentence.
Which is I'm working on it, you know. We're workshopping sentences as we go.
That's a better sentence than what I said. Yeah.
It's unscripted, so sentences find their way as we go.
It's watched 10% longer than teen.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The most viewed category in Spain is mature.
Spain?
Yeah.
Spain's most viewed is mature.
Mm-hmm. It's 62% more popular there.
Wow.
And it's 43% more popular in the UK.
No, wait, it's specifically just more popular in Spain than any other search term or just than anywhere else in the world. Like, that's where it does the best?
That's where it does the best.
Gotcha. Spain. But it's not, like, beating out.
No, it's doing the best.
Gotcha.
In Spain.
Cool.
It's also doing well in the UK.
Hmm.
I know.
Interesting.
The third most popular category, specifically by men, in 2018.
Okay.
So
that's
category,
pretty high on the list.
Yeah, category.
That's higher than
not,
I think.
Not term.
Gotcha.
So they're not, people aren't typing in mature.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
but by category.
They're clicking on the category to refine.
I looked for and didn't find. So if you have it, chime in. I'm just curious. Like, there's no real line, but like. I wanted to know how the mainstream porn aggregates define mature.
I couldn't find,
because there's no line.
Yeah.
But the joke is that, like, you find a lot of mature shit and you're like, so she's 40?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she's mature and that she, like, has her life together, maybe.
Right.
But, like,
I hope, yeah.
But, like,
but if she doesn't, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
That's all, you know.
Yeah. But the, like, the landscape of, like, age in porn is, like, how do we exploit
fuzzy.
This?
It's
you
fuzzy.
Know? And the lines are sort of weird and make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you do?
Yeah.
But watch porn and make a podcast about it where you talk about these problems in the hopes of helping to resolve them.
Yeah. There's no hardcore lines, you know?
Yeah.
There's not like a specific boundaries of
how this could there
be? Yeah.
If they're like, technically mature is from age 20 to 40.
Yeah.
And elderly starts at 41.
So unsurprisingly, the term is, the term's popularity increases in age.
Yes.
So age range 55 and above, they search for the term 55% more than any other age group.
Makes sense.
Older they get, the more you want to see people that look like you.
Yeah.
Which is, honestly, I'm relieved to hear.
Yeah, I love that much more than the like, well, men in their 50s and 60s exclusively watch teen porn. You know, it's just nice to be like, oh, okay, so some people are out there watching themselves.
Yeah.
And that's like...
That's great.
Fine for them.
So great.
We're not all just staying like latched on to this
idea of like what?
Idea of youth and beauty being synonymous.
Yeah. So then I was interested in thinking about like mature people watching porn.
Yeah.
So people 55 and up make up 11% of porn viewership, according to Pornhub, with like UK, Italy, Germany, and Australia having a higher percentage than most countries of older people watching porn.
Gotcha.
They also spend, people 45 and above spend a proportionally a longer time on the internet looking at porn. They're looking at things for past 10 minutes, which is... 45 and up spend the longest time watching at porn, which is 10 minutes and 4 seconds.
Cool.
18 to 24 is the shortest, with 8 minutes and 31 seconds.
Mm. Have you ever searched for mature porn?
I haven't.
Aside from your travels with this podcast?
I haven't. Although, like, I like an older man.
Yeah.
I love an older man. But if I'm looking for an older man, I usually am searching for, like, daddy.
I was going to say, when we did our daddy episode, I forget, do you actually look for daddy porn?
Yeah, like, I like daddy, but I like gay daddy. I'll be specific here. You know? I do.
You only like gay daddies.
Yeah, that's
straight daddies.
Straight daddies.
Sorry.
Which is different in, like, the mainstream porn world. I think if, like, there were more, like, feminist and ethical platforms that had, you know... the performers at their fingertips, like, coming forward to be like, hey, yeah, I want to be in a porn. But it's
the performers at their fingertips. I was like, what are their fingertips doing?
So, I mean, like, if they had more...
If there was more of a range of
types
of performers in the ethical world.
Yeah. Like, when I was trying to find, like, a feminist ethical mature porn, I could only find one. And it's the one we're doing.
Yeah.
So
I think porn's also a little bit like... professional sports, like, it actually is labor.
Yes, it is.
And I think there's a point you reach where you might want to move on to other things.
Right.
Like, it is truly physical labor.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, like, the demand drops, so it's hard to stay in the game, as it were, just because capitalism. How many times can I mention capitalism on a fucking podcast?
At least
porn?
Once.
Twice an episode.
Yeah, once or twice.
So, yeah, it sort of makes sense that the, like, pool isn't there as well, you know, for on the feminist ethical side of things. That it's, like, a little tricky.
Yeah.
It would be nice, though.
I also was interested in, like, learning about, like, sexuality in, like, later life.
Oh, gotcha.
You know?
Oh, that's smart.
So individuals with partners, just over 60% in the youngest age bracket surveyed, which is 45 to 59, had intercourse at least once a week.
Okay.
At age 75, the proportion dropped to 1 in 4.
Okay.
So 1 in 4 people had sex. Or no, wait. Yeah, the proportion dropped 1 in 4, so 40%, right? No, wait, what's 1 in 4?
25%.
25%, thank you.
We'll just edit that bit out.
No,
leave it in.
We won't.
Leave it in.
She's the hot one, I get to be the smart one.
25%. Right.
We're both smart, Rachel. Mm.
We're both hot.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you. That's right.
Have you ever read, like, I don't know if this is like urban myth, but that like tons of sex goes on at nursing homes?
I've heard about this.
I mean, I've heard this in so many different places, like, briefly read articles about it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fascinated. I mean, it makes so much sense to me.
Yeah.
I would just be fucking. People I would be trying to die fucking. I know that's a dark thing to say.
Me too.
But I'd be like, what do I have to lose? Like, I actually loved in Little Miss Sunshine that the grandpa just like did hardcore drugs.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah.
Why is that going to slow him down?
You have nothing to lose at that point. You've lived a good life. If you're just like hanging out.
Yeah.
Have some experiences, you know?
It's true.
Yeah.
So what else do I have? Performance anxiety becomes, that's unimportant. oh, Viagra came out in 1998. Important to know.
Oh.
That's important, great. I guess. But what's interesting is that there is Viagra, but there's not something for women. Because like
there is now.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
For like postmenopausal women?
I learned this because, working like, for this you know, media company that is a health publisher.
Oh.
And there is a specific pharmaceutical that just came out that addresses that. And I forget what it's called, but there is a brand new drug on the market. And they hope to be incredibly disruptive and own a big market share because it's so, specifically like, about addressing female sex drive and it plummeting in certain years and certain hormonal phases.
Cool. So it only took 21 years.
Right. Yeah. that sounds about right.
That tracks.
Right. You know, like men get something and then.
Yeah. And then it takes
100 years.
Right. Because it's important because like men who have erectile dysfunction, they're like, well, I'm going to keep fucking, you know. But it was like women, with, like postmenopausal women, you know, dealing with like vaginal dryness.
Sorry, nothing for you.
Yeah. You're just going to grin and bear it.
Think happy thoughts.
Grin and bear it.
Wish you the best.
Yeah. Get the KY, you know?
Yeah. Well, you need that anyway.
It's true. It is so true.
Yeah. Or whatever brand of lube you prefer.
Yeah.
Because
there's a bunch out there.
Don't use KY.
Yeah.
Lola, for example.
Have you heard of them?
Our advertisers.
Yeah.
Do you have more research or should I show down this shit?
Showdown.
Let's show down this
showdown.
Shit. First one. Let's ease in. If you will.
Mm-hmm.
Mom makes stepson come twice.
Oh.
Only reason I featured this is because based on the thumbnails, she's like smoking a cigarette while getting fucked from behind. And
classy
then there's like crosses
broad.
On the walls.
Oh.
So like whatever the scenario here, it's like this is a religious stepmom who also is a chain smoker.
Yeah.
So just special, just that.
Character development there.
Guy pounds blonde mom at the kitchen.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, are you at the kitchen? I'm going to come pound you.
I'm just going to come fuck you real quick.
Yeah. Horny amateur MILF walking naked in public is what it sounds like.
What a naughty, naughty woman.
It's just a woman walking around with her tits out.
Yeah. Is she mature?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Good.
They call her MILF. She looks like maybe 50s. Crazy fake tits, of course.
Naturally.
But just like walking around what looks like the Irish countryside. Like I was like,
oh, I thought it was gonna be like a busy street.
No, like no, there's no one there.
Out. No, she's just, oh, okay. It's, she's like in her backyard.
Yeah, she's like taking a tour of the beaches nearby.
Oh,
and if something happens, she can blame a gust of wind.
Yeah, she's a nudist.
Yeah, she's
living on a nudist colony.
A timid nudist.
Yeah.
But she had like a cardigan. You know what I mean? She was she had to be like prepared to cover it up at any moment. Mom masturbate dick son and son come.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mom masturbate dick son.
Again, okay, this is about the problem of like if you're just looking for mature people fucking,
yeah.
It's pretty hard to find stuff that isn't like the old young dynamic.
Yeah.
Therefore
Mom,
all
son.
The incest stuff that gets into the mainstream porn world.
Uh-huh.
And just unfortunate titles that don't make grammatical sense, like mom masturbate dick son and son come.
But like why does that happen with porn titles?
Yeah,
on the internet.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just is like making you feel like you're dumb, you know, while you're looking.
Well, that's
at
that's
porn.
One of the things actually dumbing you down.
Yeah,
because if you're just constantly bombarded by
with
bad
that,
writing,
right? It's
like
can
it
you
rubs
at least,
off.
Yeah,
somehow.
Can you at least like be grammatically correct and like be like creative. Like it shouldn't be that hard. Don't just throw words.
Yeah,
you know.
You know, put some effort into your porn, y'all.
Please.
We're here for it when you do. Stepmom fucks her son for not doing homework.
Ugh, what a bad boy.
Yeah, and I'd love to punish him with my pussy.
Yeah, that's a
you were
reward.
Bad,
that's
so
a reward.
You're going to have to fuck me. Yeah, this is...
That's a reward for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Three old, busty, dirty British grannies bareback orgy with toy boy. Big facial.
Oh my God, I want to watch this one.
Yeah. You heard British and you were like, count me.
Three old busty, what is it?
I just loved the like word, like the,
yes.
The little
three
bit of alliteration.
Busty grannies?
Three old busty, dirty British grannies,
dirty
bareback
British grannies.
Orgy with toy boy, big facial.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here for this.
Last one. Sexy grannies and the big collection of photos.
This sounds,
are they going through their photo albums? This sounds like if my mother,
this
who
is
has
when John was born,
exactly,
and
exactly,
wasn't he such a nice young looking boy?
Yeah, it sounds like the
anyway,
sexy grannies.
Here's my vibrator.
Yeah, it sounds like the sexy grannies like were struggling to share like an iPhoto album with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sexy grannies in the big collection of photos,
yeah,
which is what I called this album.
Yeah, like, this is what I called my iCloud.
Yes. Big collection of photos. Not inaccurate.
Yeah.
Like, not wrong.
In my head, they've all brought their photo albums.
Yeah.
And they've been like, now, who wants to go first?
Yeah.
And somehow it leads to a porn?
Sexy grannies showing you their photo albums, mm-hmm, if you know what I mean. Oh, yeah. God, I regret it. Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Should we talk about
soul sex?
Great.
With John and Annie.
John and Annie.
Okay, so I talked about this earlier. It was really hard to find a feminist ethical porn,
mm-hmm,
that featured mature, that, mm-hmm, wasn't amateur. You know, because,
yeah,
we're specifically trying to talk about porn because we want to support porn companies. Love amateur. That's great. You know,
mm-hmm, it's hard to find
them.
Stuff that's vetted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is and is from X Confessions,
yes,
which we,
yep, Erica Lust,
we return to quite often.
Annie and John Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great is like they submitted their own confession.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, we're an older couple and we have like sexual desires that are worth sharing and exploring and celebrating.
Yeah.
And we have, like, this way of having sex that we think it's, like, worth talking about. And, you know, we know that you have a great platform, and so let's do this thing.
Yeah.
However.
So this film, however. Throw this shit under the bus.
No.
Fun facts. Well, let's get to that in a second.
We don't get to the sex, yeah, until about 25 minutes into this video.
This is a documentary,
yes,
for the first like 20 minutes of a 26-minute video.
Yeah, about
probably
this couple.
Yes.
And yeah, I love it. Fascinating.
They talk about like
how they
their
met,
relationship and,
yeah,
how they met,
they
and this very spiritual
hippie
connection they
dippies
have. Oh my God, they're hippie dippies.
Wow, wow, wow. In
very
their linen outfits, you know, just holding hands
these,
on their wicker chairs.
These are the couple that we're about to execute in Midsommar.
Yeah.
I just hesitated,
yes,
because that is a major
spoiler.
Well, it's a like third of the way into the movie,
yeah,
spoiler. It's really what kicks off
yeah, the movie
Midsommar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very like,
yeah, they both
borderline cultish.
Oh,
here's,
yes,
the deal.
They are cultish for sure.
I had a hard time watching this,
yeah,
because
this is your mom.
This is my mom.
Yeah.
Pamela Ramadeh would 100% invite these folks to her non-denominational holiday party. When they brought up, they're like, this course, A Course in Miracles.
Course
I was
miracles.
Like, no, exactly. That's Marianne Williamson, anybody who isn't aware.
No, is it really?
It is. Did you know about Marianne Williamson, like, before this presidential campaign?
No.
Okay, so I have known about her for years.
So they were students of Marianne Williamson's?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, essentially. Oh my, God. My mother also has, like, read the books and is very familiar with her work.
Okay.
And with, like, love as powerful force, as, like, energy of positivity. Like, I can't really speak to what it's about because I haven't read it.
Uh-huh.
But, like, just know that I was raised with this, like, super crunchy, hippy-dippy, like, encouragement mantra vibe. And I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah.
I had a hard time thinking about this couple having sex and not being like, well, this is how my mom talks. So that is challenging for me,
I know.
I'm just going to power through for the sake of all of y'all.
I loved that they were like, we make love every day. I was like, good for you guys.
Yeah. They're like, even if it's fast or we have to be somewhere.
Yeah.
That said, they specifically championed, like, slow sex.
Yeah.
Like, when you learn, like, to have the slow kind of sex.
Isn't necessary. Or they were like, an orgasm doesn't always have to be the point.
Yeah.
Which I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
because, like,
that's
sometimes
fair. I mean, they described, like, their pleasure and their connection with each other being so potent that it's not necessarily about just, like, stimulation and then, like, being done. It's about, like, reinforcing that connection, which is lovely.
So lovely.
I also was so her background is in, like, neuroscience.
Yeah.
She talked about, again, this video, like,
I zoned out. She started talking, like, about oxytocin, and I was like,
oh, I was here for it.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I was, no, this is why we have two different people on the show. Like, my favorite part of this video is when I learned
the nerd
about
stuff.
How our brains work.
Yeah.
But how she said that.
I was like, what do they look like naked?
She was like, what do I look like naked? Stop talking.
Yeah.
Neuroscientifically, she was talking about, like, an inclination towards addiction.
Mm.
And that if you're going for, like, stimulus and you're going for, like, a certain kind of, dopamine release. Is that right? So this is not necessarily the word she used, but, like, the, you know, orgasmic release as, like, chemical happiness and chemical stimulation the same way, like, drugs give you chemical stimulation.
Yeah.
It actually builds addictive behavior because you're going for that specific
kind
of, like, stimulation. And that what that means is that you have to keep
doing it,
being more extreme.
Oh,
like, not just that you're addicted and therefore you
have to
need
to
repeat the action, but that you need to build on it.
Yeah,
that the nature of addiction is that it's not just wanting it, it's wanting more and more and more.
Yeah.
And that being, like, a hindrance to relationship. And I was like, holy shit, that's some real shit.
Yeah.
And then she talked more about, an overall, what was the fucking, did I write down? Bonding circuits, the kinds of bonding circuits that are nurturing and that are not about, like, addiction and, like, immediate impulse or, like, immediate gratification and that kind of stimulation. So that part I thought was really interesting.
Right.
And was really fascinating to think about, particularly in light of, like, could you ever have sex with someone for your whole life and have that person be it?
Yeah.
And them engaging in something that's, like, deeply emotional and spiritual and not just, like, choke me and pull my hair.
Yeah.
Which is how I like to be.
Right.
Part.
Sure.
So that's all to say. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Then we get to the sex.
And then we get to the sex. And they start with this little prayer.
Yeah.
They're naked and they're holding each other's hands and they're looking at each other in the eye and they're saying, like, you know,
I appreciate,
we appreciate you.
And, like,
well, I love this about
there's
you.
There's a specific, like, mantra, like, prayer
that
they do
together.
And then they also do acknowledgments after that.
Yeah.
Being like, this is what I love
about you
and you're fun and you're smart and you do this and I love it.
Yeah.
And then they have sex in a few positions.
Yeah. It was, I mean, they were, what a great horny couple.
Yeah.
That they were just, and they were so communicative. They were like, she was like, I love when you massage my breasts.
Yeah.
And she was like, then he starts, like, fingering her and he's like, she's like, I love when you go up to the edge, to the right. Like, it was very clear, you know, like, they have, like, this little pillow that, like, they put under her hips, you know, he goes down on her. You know, like, he's like, he's got a great rhythmic motion that he's like doing over and over again. It's like they know what they like.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to, like, tell each other what they like.
I like that it's playful too.
Yeah.
Like, she's
giggling.
Sort of like not giggle in, like, a condescending, this is stupid way, but in that fun, like, we're connected with each other while we're fucking, which can be rare.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in our young fucking run dating right. society, that like they do feel very connected, and yeah. you get like why it's called soul sex, and
right.
that they're like,
oh, it's
she like says so... I love your cock, and it's like looking at him and kind of like laughs
yeah.
in just a like fun way,
right? It's not like yeah,
yeah,
like a mainstream porn way. It's
yeah.
like she loves his cock and
yeah.
is looking him deeply in the eyes,
yeah.
you know. My God, is she flexible?
Yeah,
I was like, good for her.
She's really like. Got it.
I have to say, though, when he puts his penis in her and he starts making these
I was
yelling
just about
sounds.
To say, he has a very specific response to pleasure.
Yeah. And it
is very vocal.
It's like this.
And that's throughout, y'all.
It happens over and over.
It's happening
and over again.
When he comes later. It happens well ahead of that.
It's every thrust. He's going,
And like, look, if that's your thing and your partner
but they're laughing they
is
laugh
there
at
for
each other
yeah.
like
yeah.
they're like they're aware of it
yeah
it's oh my God it's amazing and it's
yeah.
just like they know how absurd that it is and like
yeah.
they could but it's just so genuine
yeah
because he's just responding to the way it, how good it feels
yeah
I loved it. It was amazing. I loved it. She like she uses her hands and she like jerk him off. She's
mm-hmm.
like, "Can I suck your cock?" Like,
yeah.
it was great. I like was it wasn't there was nothing I could say that I hated about it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't for me in terms
no.
of just the like. I don't know, the nature of the, like, I loved their connection.
Yeah.
And there were a couple moments where, like, he was, like, inside of her and she
mm-hmm.
did something, like, specific with her hips to,
oh,
like, sort
oh, yeah,
of help, like, drive,
around.
Like,
yeah.
move around and, like, drive him, like, a little deeper, which
yeah.
I just, like, really liked.
Yeah.
I do that. Like,
yes.
If I'm enjoying someone fucking me, like, I love, like, positioning myself and sort of, like, pulling someone deeper into me.
It was incredibly creative sex.
Yes. It was very creative sex. Yeah.
Even the way she, like, jerked him off at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
It was just like she was pulling the cum out.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was like milking. You
yeah.
know?
It was just like all upward pulling motions.
Yes. Yes. Like pulling, like a
summoning the
flag
spirits.
Out of, like, this, like, never ending scarf out of a clown's, like, pocket. That's what it looks like. It just was like over and over and over again.
But specifically with his dick instead
with
of
just
her,
his dick.
Her
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So
he's like, he like shakes when he's like towards close to orgasming.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, darling. Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, that feels absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, they have like mysterious British accents.
Yeah. Yeah.
They almost sound mid-Atlantic, though. They're
yeah.
so like.
She's like, oh, yes, can I suck your cock for a little bit?
Yeah. Can I suck your cock?
Yeah. Oh.
I love your cock.
It was great. And then they lay and they have a little cuddle.
Yeah, have a little cuddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sweet.
Like, it was great because it felt like informative.
Uh-huh. And hopeful.
Very hopeful.
I was
like, I hope I'm doing this when I'm their age.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like, I think the only hesitation of me being like, this isn't for me is because I'm still like wanting to see people like me fucking
yes,
and like
me
mature
too.
Isn't
yeah.
like my thing
right.
right now.
Right. But I was
but
glad
I
that
did
it was...
believe that these are like real people
yeah.
and this is like what sex looks like.
Yeah.
And
I was
that
glad
it was
that
like
this was made and I got to watch it and I supported it because
yeah.
you know, I think people in that age group is, you know, that
are wildly underrepresented.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you know, they have sexual desires that
yeah.
you know, should be also prioritized.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great. It was great, Fed.
So check that out if you want to learn about A Course in Miracles.
Yeah.
I'm Marianne Williamson.
Honestly, it's a miracle if I'm going to be fucking like that when I'm that age, you know?
Oh, God. That is A Course in Miracles.
It's a miracle. All right. Granny hand job.
Granny hand job.
Featuring
Go
Sally
for it.
D'Angelo.
Sally D'Angelo.
She is the most famous GILF you can find.
Yeah.
She was nominated just this year for Niche Performer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
She found her niche, and my God, is she conquering it.
Yeah. She looks like a fake-titted Disney villain.
Oh, it's
insane. And I mean
insane.
That in the, like, the evil stepmother, like,
yeah.
she's got a face, and she's got eyeshadow, and she'll look you right in
yeah.
the eyes
and
while
she's
playing with your dick, and I'm a little afraid of her.
Yeah, arched eyebrows.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
got the scariest set of fake breasts I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She's got her whole entire body is just sun damage.
Yeah.
She's beef jerky.
She's
walking beef jerky.
She has lived a life.
Yeah.
She has lived it thoroughly, and it shows on her body.
Yep.
And I'm a little afraid for her tits.
I'm so afraid.
There was a moment.
Oh, my God.
I want to see if I can, like, find the line, but, like, early on, just while we're talking about her tits,
yeah,
where she, it was, I think it was something around the, like, oh, yeah, I think I can do that, where, like, I swear to God, one of her tits, like, lifted up of its own free will. Like, it, like, stood up yeah, and, like, looked at me.
Yeah,
and then, like, went back down.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I mean, these are very massive fake boobs, and I'm going to say that they're quite old.
Yeah.
She probably hasn't had a donor in a while. They're definitely implants that are underneath her pectoral muscles.
Okay.
So that's why they look like that. Uh-huh. They're, like, hard, and they're, like,
massive.
And they're, well, they've got, like,
and they
edges.
Kind of,
they've got corners.
They've got corners.
They are not spherical in shape.
Yeah. They're a little bit like looking at each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're a little like headed out to
right,
see on
but
either side of her body. And then,
when you're
the nipples
age,
are inward.
You can't have them just under your skin.
Yeah,
because they will have no collagen.
When they're that big, they won't support
they
themselves.
They don't have,
also,
you have no collagen in your skin, you know?
Yeah. Ugh.
So they have to be under your muscles. Anyways. Her boobs are scary. For the majority of
And this
better.
Is more about the surgery than it
than
is about old bodies.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I just, you know, hope that isn't painful.
Yeah. So she's giving this man, Mr. Russell, as she says, Mr. Russell.
A massage. If you can call it that.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, she gets out this giant thing of lube and she starts like rubbing him down, giving him the worst massage I've ever seen.
Yeah,
she's also wearing what is the equivalent of he's like a body sized G-string. Like,
yes.
It is like a G-string that goes up to her shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane looking.
Yes. And she's theoretically giving him massages. Rachel just touched on. I was like, what does she think a massage is?
Yeah.
Because it's not actual engagement with his muscle system.
No, she's just
it's
rubbing
just
his body.
Stroking over
his
limbs.
She's moisturizing his skin.
Yes, she's moisturizing is what it is. This is moisturizing.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's all she's doing.
I knew there was a word for it.
At one point, she's like, I'm going to get my legs in there.
I like to take my legs and get in there a little bit.
Yeah, so she gets like,
and what she does is what sort of looks like tripping
on his
hamstring or just like.
She lays on him.
Yeah, laying on him with her leg between his legs.
Kind of like moves around on top of him.
Uh-huh. Important to skip over. She's asking how he likes his massage, which clearly she disregards. He says, like, medium hard. And she goes, oh, medium hard. Wow. I think I can oblige. And the way that she says oblige, I can't mimic because it's from another time.
Yeah.
It's from a dialect that has since been retired. It's like half Katharine Hepburn, half like Midwestern mom, like, I can oblige.
And just with a huge wink at the camera.
So
like,
much
it is...
winking, looking at camera to be like,
God,
do you know about sex? Because I'm going to tell you. So she moisturizes him.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, we don't know who this actor is, like, who the dude is.
We just know his name's Russell.
Are we sure Weird Al Yankovic didn't do porn?
because it
this could be
him.
A young Weird Al.
Yeah.
There is luscious...
Could be a young Howard Stern, I don't know.
Yeah, luscious dark curls.
Yeah.
Full facial hair, like a beard, and then a fully shaved crotch.
Yeah.
I was like, sure, man. Like, you're gonna grow your hair 12 inches long, but you're gonna go
shave
fully
your
nude
pubes.
On your pubes. Interesting choice, to each their own.
He flips over, takes the towel off.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, because her tits are out. And he didn't know.
He didn't know she took her very thin bikini top off.
That just had like a tiny triangle covering each nipple.
Yeah.
She just slid it off.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I guess you like my boobs because his dick's hard.
Yeah, which is a miracle.
Just absolute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then he's like, do you accept tips?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, you mean like tips? Yeah. And he's like,
again,
yeah, I mean, like,
winking
tips.
At us with such commitment to innuendo.
Is, okay. What's the metaphor here? The tip that he's giving her is that she gets to jerk him off?
I think he just was like, oh, I'm supposed to use the word tips, or like, yeah. Or he just was strapped with the responsibility. I mean, like, figure out how you can ask her for a hand job.
Yeah.
And like, this guy doing his tips? First porn yeah. is like, do you, tips? Like that, he might as well have said that. Like, do you tips?
Yeah.
Do you do tips? Tips.
Tips.
She's like, oh, tips like
words.
These?
Yeah.
And then she said something like, I love taking tips.
Yeah.
Which I was like, way to rework the innuendo. Okay. Make a little more sense.
Right.
Because
still
she'll take a dick. She'll take some tips. She'll give a hand job.
But the taking giving thing is really muddy.
It's
here.
A little muddy. It's a little convoluted.
So then she starts, you know, using her scary witch hands. Her scary witch claws to jerk this man off.
Yeah.
And
she makes a point to look at us.
Oh, she's looking at us.
A great deal.
She's
at
like,
one point, I thought she was going to bite his
you.
Dick off.
Yeah. She's, opening her mouth and going like, she.
But not sucking his dick.
No.
She's opening her mouth like she's going to
suck his dick. For our benefit? I don't know.
Or just to
benefit.
Be like, oh, crazy. My mouth is
she
open.
She was also making all of the sounds that you would make when you think, when
you're receiving pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
There
like
is
when
so
she's
much,
first
of all, like,
orgasm.
It's pleasure sounds from her, like, like, so verbal.
I was like, and then what is happening to you?
And then so much, like, third person person description.
Yeah.
Like, so her name's Sally D'Angelo.
Yeah.
First of all, D'Angelo's, like, part of my Italian family. Also, Sally is the name of my dog.
Too close. Too close
yeah,
for home.
Yeah, too close
for
home. Sally's in my bed, like, sleeping
to
while
watch
I'm just watching porn in the middle of a Sunday afternoon.
Sally won't
She's
hurt
like,
you.
Sally won't hurt you. Sally loves a tip. Sally loves that dick. And I'm like, can you stop talking about my fucking dog?
You're
she is right
77.
Here. Not that there's anything wrong with being 77.
Oh, no, there's not.
Sexual
there's
life.
Not. But she's talking like she's 17.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, exactly. This is like the opposite of what you would hope a mature
woman sounds like.
Porn would be.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
You're like, you have aged, clearly.
Yeah.
And have no life experience.
And you're still
to teach
orgasms.
You that. Yeah, you're still like orgasms at 77. How dare
on.
You, woman?
Oh, I have no hope for the future.
This is a disservice to all
yes.
of us. Yeah.
She's moaning. She's like, oh, yes, baby. Like, and, oh, she's got a nice head. Oh, it's got a nice head. Talking about this man's penis.
Yeah.
And she's like, and then at one point she goes, oh, it's so nice and hard and so wet. Like, she literally just loses.
Yes.
She doesn't know what else to say.
She's, like, running out of shit to say and clearly saying stuff out of, like, habit.
Yeah.
Around, like, these are things you say and pleasure and porn. Because she starts to, this is earlier on, but I made a specific note of it. She titty fucks herself with his dick.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like,
right.
She takes his dick and puts it between her tits.
Uh-huh.
And then she says, yeah, squeeze it. Like, who's she talking to? Because she's the only one doing anything.
She's talking to her boobs because they have their own personality.
Yes, they fucking
they
clearly sat up and winked at me.
She has to command them.
Yes. Yeah, squeeze it. Good job, girls. Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, look at that. As he comes.
Yeah.
Which... As he comes.
Is, again, like Disney villain meets 17-year-old.
And she goes, I love my job.
Yeah.
As she looks at the camera.
Yeah.
What a crazy fucking porn.
It's pretty out there. It's pretty...
Hey, Sally,
listen,
I appreciate your work.
Like, props to you for still being in the
still
game.
Still doing it at this age.
Some notes.
Yeah.
Like...
Don't fake
orgasms. Pleasure should be believable.
Yes.
Don't fake orgasms, specifically when you're giving
a hand job
and that's all that's happening.
Yeah, how dare you?
And just watch one or two videos about what massage is.
Yeah,
I think you're confused.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wish her the best.
My God. Are any of these going in your spank bank?
No.
No.
I'm
so glad that the Soul Sex exists with John and Annie. I'm so grateful for it. I mean, fuck, I'm grateful for granny hand job, too, that, like, older people's sexuality is, you know, being shown, but...
A bit. But that wasn't representative of, like, what I would hope mature would be,
right.
Because it's just, like...
I want it to be
a
soul sex.
Weird, like, random sort of, like, instance of, like, we've got this grandma with crazy tits here.
Yeah.
She's gonna give a hand job.
Right.
And that's all
I'm hoping for
she's
soul
good
sex.
For, is sort of the implication.
I'm hoping for soul sex, but if it turns out to be granny hand job for me... tumbler.
You and your witch hands.
I'll be fine.
Jerking off the lads.
I'll be fine.
Your massage parlor down the road. Yeah, I too will not be. I will be jilling off despite.
Mm-hmm. You can't stop me.
You can't stop me.
I won't let you.
No, I'm saying that I'm jilling off despite because, like, I'm a little bit haunted by Sally. Like, what a trooper. Yeah. What a veteran of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But this specific video just confused me. Although, like, I will say, like, great hand job technique.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of, like, how she was working the dick. So there's a prop for...
Right, there's a
silver lining. A compliment. There's big ups to Sally for that. But her eyes will, like, bore into me in the night, and I think that's not for me to jill off to.
Those little witch hands.
And I just can't, I can't masturbate to the people that were invited to my mother's wishing way ceremony. Like, I just, it was too close to home in a not good way.
Yeah.
No, very lovely film and very sweet and
great.
And aspirational, not how I currently jill off, but glad it's in the world and glad we got a chance to watch it and talk about it.
Agreed.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening. Remember to find us on Instagram
at
Girls on Pern. Find us on Twitter at GOP the Podcast.
Rate, review,
find
subscribe.
Us on the internet also, but specifically at our own website at girlsonporn.com.
We love hearing from you guys. We love getting messages. We love getting emails.
If you got getting 5-star reviews.
Oh my God. Let's talk about that a little bit more.
Especially when you write us a little note.
Tell us
you
what
do
your porn star name is. Mm-hmm. Give us a search term suggestion. Whatever. We love it. We love you guys. We do it for you. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for
anyone.
Everyone. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.